Blog Talk Radio.
Developing their spiritual awareness as her client commitment
and sense of fun, together with her high standard of love, care, and mentorship, all play major parts in the ongoing successes of her clients' lives. And that comes from P on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. Now, if you are at all interested in learning Reiki, all this January 2023, I am offering special 23% off on all levels of Reiki. Reiki 1 is now only $256. It's normally $333. Reiki 2 is now only $427. It's normally $555. And if you've already learned Reiki 1 and the Reiki 2 levels, not necessarily with me, might have learned them elsewhere, but the Master Teacher degree is now only $1,197. It is normally $1,555. So I don't think I've ever, in all of my time, had that mastership degree that low a price. So if you'd like to book these 23% off special discounts only in January 2023, or if you'd like to book any of my other services, find out about my mentorship program, find out about my award-winning number one Amazon International book, please do phone me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And do remember that's Pacific Standard Time, where you can always visit angelhealinghouse.com. I'd like to thank those who have made donations, who have enjoyed listening to my Angel Healing House radio. Perhaps you have received a free angel reading from myself over the years and the Posse of Angels. If you would like to make a donation, I have left my PayPal link in the description box down below with all of those contact details. If you'd like to call into the show for a free mini angel reading, please do call into the show on 646-716-6794. And if you are new to the show, I start picking up calls around 20-25 minutes past the hour. But before we get to those callers, as we do here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio Show, let's look into the astrological heavens to see how the planetary energies will be affecting all of us. Many in the collective are about to enter a wave of new energies coming in, which will wipe the slate clean, fresh for new beginnings to enter. Under Mars and Mercury retrograde, we were very introspective, and we were reflecting on and learning from the past. But now, with those two planets moving forward, it's time to go, go, go. For many, it will feel like we are emerging out of the birth canal into wide open spaces. After Mars went forward out of retrograde, this was last week on January the 12th, many felt their enthusiasm for life returning. And coming back and bringing back our ambition, our determination, and yes, our fiery courage. We had another woohoo moment because yesterday, January 18th, Mercury stationed direct. And with the planet of communication now free and liberated to bring in much needed information, many are about to shift years ahead into their life. Mercury rules over our mind, and when it is retrograde, we are pondering deep in thought, not getting many answers about what we're doing and what is our purpose in life. But with it moving forward now, we are now able to think clearly. With two planets now moving forward, the universe, which has been listening the whole time to our thoughts and to our heartfelt longings, it's about to produce some mighty magic. for many and bring in the finances, perhaps the romantic and business relationships to support our creative endeavors and open miraculous doors that we never ever imagined would happen for us. I mentioned in last week's Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio show, and by the way, if you do miss any of the shows, they are all archived on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio page and can be listened to at any time on any day. But last week, the Posse of Angels and I mentioned that many will now receive messages and they will receive guidance to help them achieve what is in their heart. And Spirit knows you better than you know yourself. God, Source Creator, and the angels are taking us where we need to be the most in union with our passion, with our newness, with our souls being of greatest service. But we all need to release and trust and be open to receive. With Mercury stationing direct, remember, it does take about a week, 10 days, 14 days to get out of its post-shadow phase and to move freely forward. And many will find that they have regained much-needed focus to be able to now move forward with their heartfelt desires. As we have just come out of the introverted retrograde energies and entering the post-shadow phase, something, well, many may feel the momentum after being quiet for so long. And you know what? We may really want to do something straight away, anything, to start our life rolling again. But the advice from the Posse of Angels is please, please do not push and force anything to happen at this time to make up for lost time and follow spirits, cues, signs, and messages that will show us how our new path will unfold. Then, tomorrow, on January 20th, the sun will leave the very grounded, weightier, more serious energies of Capricorn, the goat, and enter the lighter, lifted energies of Aquarius, the air sign. Happy birthday to all of you Aquarians out there. This is a very special time, not only for Aquarians, but for all of us, as Aquarius is free from the restriction, from the hard taskmaster planet Saturn, and with those two very important planets, Mars and Mercury, no longer holding us back, well, there will be many who will definitely be singing the song by the fifth dimension, let the sun shine, let the sun shine in, about the age of Aquarius, because that is exactly how we will be feeling. In fact, the new moon in Aquarius, which is coming up on January 21st, it will be placed at a very fortuitous karmic degree in the sky to plant new seeds for the rest of 2023 and beyond. It's bringing in opportunities to pursue our goals, our dreams, and our desires as we draw to ourselves our new soul tribe to support, collaborate, and connect with. Now, these people are most in resonance. These are our new soul tribes, and they're most in our resonance with us, and it will be so comfortable and harmonious to be working with them on the same energetic page. Now, let me see, what else is there? Oh, and if all of that wasn't enough, wait, there's more, because on January 26th, on January 22nd, Uranus, the planet of liberation from the past, the separation from old patterns that no longer serve us, the choice to eliminate what and who no longer serves our journey, that will get out of retrograde and brings in the drive to action and create the new. It actually brings in sudden choices and rapid changes that bring in opportunities for decisive movement. And it will bring in a whole new way of looking at things. So We finally have, with Uranus going direct on the 22nd, we finally experience a brief window where we don't have any planets in retrograde, which brings in a time when things can happen really quick, both expected and unexpected things. Hold on tight and do be careful what you wish for, because if we are open to receive and we have released our expectation as to how they need to manifest, we will receive the fulfillment of our desires. Now, the collective is about to get a jolt of sudden movement forward, which will bring in an upheaval of changes. And again, with all those planets going direct, and that Aquarius new moon, that fifth dimensional frequency will take a massive hold on the planet, on the collective, and onto many of our lives. We are energetically ready to attract all new things that are based on unconditional love rather than control or possessiveness. There's no more this feeling of comparing ourselves with anybody or being in competition with anyone else if you're in these higher frequency energies and we are just like giddy, excitable, enthusiastic, little passionate children who are ready to create our new lives. Now, my angelic family, the posse of angels, they're saying that the real beginning of 2023 was not on January 1st of this year. It's starting now. Like the Fool card in tarot, it's a sign that we have completed an important cycle. Now that we are back again at a new beginning, it's important to exercise patience and be open and vigilant to co-create with God, Source Creator, and Spirit, and your angels and spirit guides, so that the new will be birthed with ease and grace. Remember, no pushing. Again, don't force or control anything, as what is meant for you, divinely meant for you, will be presented in divine timing and many times miraculous ways. Many in the collective will feel this building inner urge to live their lives with an emphasis now on not just the ego self, but on the interconnectedness of all things, and will draw offers and opportunities and connections to fulfill this feeling of building a unified world. In many ways, this new beginning is about finally getting all aspects of our lives back into balance, so we will now have the courage to act and reestablish that balance as we now allow ourselves to resonate and step into this unity. The more our paths will be open for us to be of absolute best service. Now, all that clearing that we have done has led us to this heart-opening point, again, to receive opportunities of transformation, transforming our world. Amazing energies are currently opening up, and many may feel as though the break that they have been waiting for, well, hallelujah, because it's finally, finally coming in. I am so excited for you if you are open to receive and take off the brakes. Many will now be able to stabilize their energy and step fully into their own power and light, no longer dimming their light and playing it small for anybody. This will allow us to live our full potential. Now, the posse of angels wish us to know that we've cleared out all dated beliefs and a lot of karma has been burned off from past relationships so that we can now attract the people, our soul tribe, which are of the same high vibrational energies of who we have become. Yes, this transformation has been challenging, but it has also been a beautiful transformation, and the posse of angels are so proud of you for taking on this challenge and stepping into this now lighter energy. Many are about to step into abundance and happiness like they have never known before. And all we need to do is to open to co-create our desired lives with spirit. Such an exciting time for so many of us. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, show that airs every week, has done for the last 11 years. This is our 12th year. When I say we, I mean myself and my angelic family, who I am part of. We are called the Posse of Angels. And we are here every week, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're interested in those 23% off learning Reiki with me, those really, really huge discounts on Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and the Master Teacher degree, or if you're interested in any of my other services, getting those hour and a half angel tarot card readings, which reveal so much, past life clearings, intuitive counseling, ancestral healing, and of course, wherever you are in the world, those Reiki healing energies are done through distant healing if you're not here in California to take advantage of my in-person sessions. Please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, and that's Pacific Standard Time, or visit angelhealinghouse.com, and all of that information is in the description box down below. So I see that we have several callers holding on the line. In this order, I'm going to take 914 and then 708 and then 303. If you would like to call in for a free mini angel reading, I've given away thousands and thousands of them over the last 11 years, please do call in on 646-716-6794. Do have one of those free mini angel readings. But without further ado, let's go to the switchboard and see who we have on the line. 914, please tell everyone your name and where you're calling from. 914. You're on the line.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm very well. What's your name?
Catherine. From New York?
Catherine from New York. Have you called in before?
Yes, a while ago.
Lovely to hear your bubble in your voice, the joy, the uplifted. It's the energy behind your voice is just so, it's infectious. It's lovely to hear. It's so uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you start to live in?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
How has the start for your new year been?
Pretty good. I'm doing an event, and I have some participants I'm really happy about. I'm thinking about a move. I've been putting in for jobs in different states. So, yes. A lot of, like, what you were saying, I think things, like, change is so in the air. Yeah, I'm really excited for 2023.
It's amazing. Now the Posse of Angels wants to help you. Which places have you sent resumes or sent things to move to?
California, mostly. California has always been in my heart, even though I born and raised a New Yorker, but I've always loved California. I have family in Italy that tells me, you know, move over there. Just mm-hmm. in Italy, I'm not sure exactly what I could do. I want to do
right.
things in the arts, and I don't know if I could do things in the arts over there.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just a little bit, you know, hesitant for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love a move. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm supposed to stay here for a while longer.
Okay, they said there's no right and there's no wrong. There's only what is in your heart. And the best thing we can do in 2003 is to go in the direction of our excitement. If it causes us to wiggle with giddiness when we think about doing it, that is the only barometer that we need, because that's your angels and guides telling you that they're already setting up a support system, a place for you to live, and wonderful people who will be supportive and helpful for you. Now, they're saying there's nothing wrong with Italy, but they love California for you. And as a matter of fact, Catherine, what they're showing me is that you live during the California Gold Rush.
Wow.
You were a man then, and you did very well. You did very well in the California Gold Rush. And so when you, this is still in your DNA or your cellular makeup, so when you think about California, you think and you feel prosperous, you feel welcomed, you feel whole, and they're saying that this is still something which is going to, bring out even more joy within you. Now, where in California are you thinking about moving to?
L.A. I love Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Santa Barbara, all that area.
Okay, Santa Barbara, they say, is beautiful. My husband Pete and I lived there for 2 years, it's a wonderful place, but it's about 90 minutes outside of L.A., so they're saying not Santa Barbara. They're saying, they like Santa Monica for you.
Yeah.
They like that. That's a big yes there. They're saying there will be the arts. Now, they're saying there will be something that you can do or that you will be doing that can be fostered through your family in Italy. I don't know if these are paintings or sculpting or whatever that you could sell in Italy.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, because you have the support system over there, it'll be nurtured and supported in California, and then you can always send it over there, and that they're saying that will be very successful because you already, the hardest part. When we have a product or something, is to find people that we can trust, is to find people that, will support us. And you already have that in Italy. So, you find a different avenue. They can help you find the different avenues over there to plug your art designs or the things that you're doing over there. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. It just feels like a wonderful map. I'll even ask them. They're not very good because most of the angels in the posse of angels have not lived human lives. They're not very good with time because there's no time across the veil, and of course there's no money, so they don't understand money because, abundance is our nature. And abundance comes from God, Source, Creator. But I'll ask them if there are any months that are better than another for you to move. Let me see.
Thank you.
No. February, March, April. They like September.
Ah.
They like September. October, November. Okay, they like September. Yeah. Oh, this is cute. They're showing me sharpened school pencils and like a new lunchbox and a new, new polished shoes or new polished or a school uniform. It's September is that time going back to school and newness and things like that. So they're saying what they want you to do, Catherine, is they want you to start packing.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow, well, that's exciting.
It is so exciting because this tells the universe that, yes, I am moving. And you know what? It's a wonderful thing. If we start packing, then we go through boxes. You know, I like to put out three boxes, one to either keep, one to give away to friends and family, or one to give away to Goodwill, you know, or to pass it on to people who could use it. And then this way, it shows the universe that our energy is withdrawing from where we are, and we're putting our energy, and you can visualize yourself already being in Santa Monica. So let's go to the, oh, I love this. Let's go to the cards. More shuffles and see what comes out for Catherine. This 2023 is going to bring in not only the fulfillment of our dreams, but also magical connections that we're just going to take our breath away. Like, how is this possible? Oh, my gosh, you're a lottery ticket. I buy you. You got the Ten of Cups. That's the Sunshine, Lollipops, and Roses card. That's the highest abundance card. And so now that we're talking and speaking about California, it's sketchy West, girl. And all you need to do is say thank you. Thank you for my new place. It's wonderful. It's light and bright, and I have wonderful neighbors. And you know, it's the positioning is beautiful, and my new job is wonderful. And you don't even have to tell the universe what that is, because the universe knows. The next one is, you are the Queen of Wands. You are the great entrepreneur who steps into her mastery of who she is. And she doesn't compromise her dreams and her wishes. And this is such a powerful reading. The next one is the Nine of Pentacles, which is the Independence card. The living a luxurious life. It's living a life of wealth and independence. And, of course, it's Pentacles, which are about our finances and our money. And they told me to look under the deck, and there's the Knight of Pentacles, which means moving to California will give you more stability, more security, and more of a grounded feeling. So, dear, I hope that's helpful for you.
Oh, so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And as things progress, please, I love my Angel Healing House Love Talk Radio family. I'm invested in you and where you're going from an emotional point of view. So do call back in over the next 6 months and tell me how things are progressing.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, and happy blessed New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Lots of love. Bye.
Much love. Thank you. You too.
How lovely was that? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she definitely has that energy of Geshe West. You know, when I saw her, during the gold rush in those California days, with a huge smile on her face. If you want to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. Next caller is 708, then we have 303. But 708, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff, the Posse of Angels, and also here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio program. 708, tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Patricia. I'm calling from the suburbs of Illinois.
Okay, hi Patricia. Have you called in before?
No.
Well, get ready.
Okay.
First time caller, you get the Tibetan bell. How has the beginning of your new year been for you?
It's been challenging from most of last year till now.
Okay.
I sold my home, and I regretted it when I did it, and I couldn't get it back. So now I'm currently living with a family member, which really isn't, it's not comfortable. I think I'm learning a lot of things. here about myself. But I need to transition and back. I believe I want to go back to the neighborhood that I came from to ground myself again. And I'm just hesitant in which direction I'm actually going in. I've never been in this position before. I left a house with a wonderful community and support system, and I don't really understand why I felt like the urgency to move.
Okay. The Positive Angels wants, thank you so much for sharing that with us. The Positive Angels want you to know, and everyone, that nothing is a mistake. This urgency in your heart was there because they're using the word comfortable. Where you were, the house in which you were, had grown very comfortable for you, familiar. And there's nothing wrong with comfortable and familiar, but when we get comfortable and familiar, and we become a lot of the times complacent, and it's more difficult for us to expand and grow. Now, you said it's been challenging, and you needed to bring a challenge to yourself. Plus, for us to exist in the fifth dimension and higher energies, there is no, there's no ego. There's no feelings of any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, defensiveness, criticism. We're a victim. Others are to blame. And if we really do need to work on those things, then we will co-create with spirit to put us in a position where we will have to be around these people to get full closure on all of those things, like, you know, resentment or anger or sadness or things like that. They're saying this is a wonderful time for you because you're looking at it as a challenge, but they want you to look at it as you put yourself back into spiritual school to learn tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness and compassion for your family. Now, they want you to switch your energies to how blessed instead of challenge, to how blessed am I, to have a place to land. Many people do not have family. So see it as a blessing. Fill yourself with the energies of this uplifting gratitude and appreciation and say, whatever way they're acting has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the sadness. They're saying not all of them, but is there one? Is there two? Is there three? Two of these people their inner child feels very abandoned and could be even emotionally abused by their upbringing. And so they're acting this out because they're sad and they certainly don't need our scorn. I'm not saying you're scorning them, but they need healing. And they need our unconditional love. So what you can do, I'll speak about you moving back to this area because they like that area for you.
Okay.
But you needed to step home in order to put yourself in. I can already feel your energies getting lighter, Patricia, because you're shifting from seeing it as a burden to seeing it as a blessing. And when you do that, your energies start to lift. Now, there's a great exercise, and you are a first-time listener. I've said this many times on my program over the last 11 years. They want you to sit in a very quiet, reflective place, maybe perhaps light a candle and incense. You don't need those outside things, but maybe put some crystals around you, you know, those ones like blue lace agate and, you know, those calming crystals. And then imagine that your higher self speaking to their higher self and then surrounding them in green, emerald green healing light. And just saying, I love you. I'm sorry, you know, you react this way. You know, please forgive me. Thank you. This is part of a prayer called the Ho'oponopono prayer. It's a Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness. So then you see them in this green healing light. You can even call them like Archangel Gabriel, who's the Archangel of Healing, to surround them and seep this into them. And then waves and waves of bubblegum pink, unconditional love, bringing the rose quartz and the rhodonite and the rhodochrosite and all those lovely pink stones, and just see them wrapped in the arms of this beautiful pink light. And then just sit with that for about 10 or 15 minutes. That will directly or indirectly, since it's been directed through their higher self, you know, get to them. And then you get a healing as well through them. Now, okay, so that's number one. That's an exercise you can feel along with the Ho'oponopono prayer, that you're being proactive instead of, you know, lower vibrational frequency, or I shouldn't be here. And say, thank goodness I sold that house to be able to work on these blessings now. Now, they're asking that. Well, I'm asking them if you should, there's no shoulds, but if it would be beneficial for you to move back to that area. And they're saying yes, because the reason that this is coming about is they're already preparing a house for you there. They're already preparing a house.
Okay.
And that's why when we get this, you know, intuitive hit, this urge within us to do something, it's because, you know, your angels and your spirit guides are saying, hey, you know, we're already setting up that support system, that job, or that house for us to be able to move back there. So just keep saying thank you. Thank you for my new home in the most wonderful location. And feel, because I have mentioned on the program a number of times, Neville Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, one of the most amazing spiritual teacher mystics, said that we have to claim it first before it will manifest in our lives. So close your eyes and live as if you're living in this new home. Feel what that feels like when you go about your day. And just say, oh, I just feel so giddy and happy to be back here again. And then it must come into your life in some way, shape, or form. Let's knock, knock, knock on those cards and see what comes out for our lovely Patricia. Your energies are already lighter. You don't feel like this is happening to you. You're feeling like you co-created this in order for something better to come in. And something better could not come in, because if you did not move, you would not work on closure with these family members. Okay, one, two, all my shoes. What do we have here? Okay. This is the Ace of Swords. It's a breakthrough. This is going to be a breakthrough for you, a breakthrough in energies, a breakthrough in your uplifting of your energies, and this is going to create a great opening for you to be able to then move on. Then the Death card comes in. I've been getting, as we go further into January and February and beyond of 2023, is a year of transformation. Transformation of our locations, transformation of our soul family coming in, those who are most like us in resonance and who will be most supportive for us. And you're a lottery ticket as well, because look, you got the Ace of Wands, which is, there are two aces here. And the aces are about the hand of God wants to hand you a new beginning in either your career or your location, and the breakthrough in your mental clarity in the way that you see life now. You don't end. I looked at the bottom of the deck, and it's the Ten of Pentacles, which is the highest abundance card in the deck. But I want you to feel abundant, not burdened, but blessed because of this, and it's going to bring great changes into your life, they're saying. If you do this, you're going to be absolutely amazed. And I did have another peek under the Ten of Pentacles, and it's the Four of Wands. This is being recognized for your effort that you're going to put in to switch from challenge to being blessed. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. And I actually do have a spiritual family that I am grateful for. I do practice gratitude here. You know, the arrows come and I throw hearts back. And so that is a practice I never would have been allowed had this not happened.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I am grateful.
I've had several clients over the last 5 years or so who have been exactly in your position that have had to move back with their family. I had one screaming at me saying, I don't have anything to learn from this because I'm the spiritual teacher. I teach others. And I didn't say anything to that, but she learned so much about with the time that she co-created to be with her parents. It helped her grow. It helped her to see things very differently and to soften and be more yielding and receiving. And it's amazing when we see our lives. I help my clients to see their lives from an angel's perspective so that they can really see the things that they co-create and how much it strengthens our soul and prepares us for the new coming in. So have a beautiful day, and as I said, I hope that's been helpful.
It has been, and I appreciate your time and taking my call. Thank you so much.
All right. Please do call in at another time, and I love my Angel Healing House family that I've created over the last 11 years, and now you're part of it, so have an absolutely glorious, blessed day. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that sounds very exciting for Patricia. Oh, these things are so exciting moving into 2023 because all of these things are preparing us for the fulfillment of our desires. If you want to call in for a free mini angel reading, the number to call in is 646-716-6794. Let's go to our next caller. 303, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House, the Love Talk radio show. Tell us your name and where you are calling from. Are you there? Having troubles connecting. 303. Maybe perhaps 303, call in again. It's having trouble finding you. I'm not sure if this is still Mercury retrograde playing its tricks on us, or okay, 303, it's still trying to connect with you. I don't know why that is. But what I can say to 303 is hang up, call back in, and you will be the next that I pick up, 303. They just dropped off. So I hope everybody's well where you are in your neck of the woods. I know that the weather has been absolutely freezing in some areas of the world. Make sure you're well and safe. 303, let's try again.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
I was here the whole time. I was shouting, unmute me, unmute me, because I didn't hear the, didn't hear the unmute button. And I was just shouting at the phone, I'm here, I'm here, unmute me. But of course you couldn't hear me.
Of course. Tell everybody your name and where you're calling from.
Oof, that was like I was like running a brief jog around the block. Allison in what was the other question? Florida. I'm in Florida. I don't know if you asked.
Okay. Allison in Florida. Have you called into the show before?
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely to have you back. And so, how has the beginning of 2023 been for you?
There is just no answer for that question. I'm not going to even poke that bear.
If it has been difficult, let me just say, if it has been difficult, it means that you, it would be beneficial for you to really take note of what is triggering or what is making you reactive, because your guides are now coming to me and they're saying, You tell Allison that she needs to clean this up because the miracles that are waiting for her in 2023 cannot come in until she finds closure on these things. So what's your question today?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it closure, but, this is so challenging because it's so complex. It's very private, and I wouldn't dare even attempt to explain the backstory. So I'm going to keep it super, super. I'm going to keep it super lightweight.
Okay.
Well,
the
new. I am a renter in a house that just got new owners, and it's a couple. It's a married couple. It's not a corporation, and we need to negotiate the rent coming up. In the coming months, next couple of months, we need to renegotiate a new lease with new rent.
Mm-hmm.
The rent is absolutely going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. I'm retired. I live on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of wiggle room, but not a lot. But they're young, and they look at this house as an investment with a lot of potential to make them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
When they get the many repairs done, the house is not in good repair. So, is this going to be a positive outcome
Is this going to be a positive outcome? Yes or no, positive angels. They say yes, but they have a caveat. It's a positive outcome because the thing that is working in your favor is they haven't done all the renovations yet. That's working in your favor. So that buys you time. So they're saying, yes, it will work out. What they want you to do is they want you to write out a contract as if this is your new home negotiated rent contract. And they want you to put down your terms and their names in it. This is, you know, something that's just for you. And then put down, you know, realistically, and you know it has to go up, but realistically, in what are you going to pay, what you're going to have to fork over in rent, and then sign it. And then keep it in a space where you will see it. Because you must claim it in order for it to manifest. You must live it as if it already has happened. This is the most important component of manifestation, is that we have to feel it. Don't get into fear. Please don't allow fear to creep in any way, shape, or form, Allison, because that is telling God, source, creator, and the angels that they're not doing a good enough job and that you don't believe in them. You don't have faith. When you're really the one that is driving this helm of this ship, so if you really want to stay, say, you know, do this contract, and then write it out. It's nothing for them ever to see, you know, the couple. But this is only for your energy and for you to claim it and to feel what it feels like to be able to remain there, and the joy in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the energy behind this. Let's go to the cards. We've got about 4.5 minutes left. But when I pick up the pendulum and when I ask them if this will be a win-win for both of you, they're saying yes. They're saying absolutely yes. There's no question about it. Because the Posse of Angels can only give us directives on what it is in this moment. And in this moment, they're umming and erring and they're saying, well, you know, we really do want to raise the rent, but, you know, it's just not realistic because of all these renovations that we still have to do. And that's a blessing for you. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Allison in Florida. Okay, the first card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Wands. The Queen of Wands knows who she is, knows what she wants, and I'm saying, is there any way possible that this will not go through at this stage? And they're saying, at this stage, no. So you stand up for yourself. I mean, you know, you don't ask something that's not realistic. But as you say, there's some wiggle room in there, and you see the outcome. Everyone smiling, and you being able to, yes, add a little bit more than what you're doing now, but it's still being comfortable for you. Wow, you got two queens. You've got the Queen of Wands and the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords does not take BS. She is very, very straight as a line, and she knows what she wants, and she goes after it. Now, the next card is the Magician. By writing this contract out and putting it in a place where you're always seeing it, and you're already filling yourself up with this joy that this will happen, you are becoming the alchemist, and this will eventually. On the bottom of the deck is the Three of Pentacles, which is the working and collaborating with others, working things out with others for everybody's benefit. So, Allison, I do hope that's been helpful for you at this time.
I'm sorry, what was the card that followed the Magician? You blipped out there for a moment.
Oh, sorry, that was,
something Pentacles.
Oh,
I got the Pentacles.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so it was the, all right, I just put it back into the deck. I think it was the Knight of Pentacles, wasn't the Ace?
Oh, Knight.
I think it was the Knight, and that creates more stability in your life. Go and be well, and just keep your energies up and bright and joyful.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a quick question about that Queen of Swords? Since I do tarot, that could be that could be severance. That could be, you know, severance.
Yes.
You know, departure, cutting away from, or being cut away from as well.
Yeah, but they're saying in this case it's not.
Oh, okay. Uh huh.
It's your authority. Your authority to manifest what you want. So have an absolutely beautiful day. Look after yourself.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
And that just about wraps the show for today. Thank you, everyone who called in. Thank you to my listeners all around the world. Remember that Angel Healing House Love Talk Radio airs every week. We're in our 12th year now. I'm at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to take advantage of those 23% off Learning Reiki all through the month of January 2023 or any of my other services, please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or go to angelhealinghouse.com. Go out, everyone, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And I'm wishing you love and angel blessings. And pop over this weekend on my YouTube channel. Claire Sandy Hoff for the walk-in in Delario's Weekly Wisdom. Take care, everyone. Bye.